emanating from the conditional statements, actual loops are not so very far off. So let's have a look at iterating statements. Let's kind of start with the while loop. Yeah. So this consists of an expression similar to the conditional expression from the conditional statement, and statement to be repeatedly used. So what we're gonna see here is evaluation of the expression as a conditional, which we already know can be achieved by code generation for this expression E. And then, similar to the if statement, we evaluate the conditional register that got filled in the conditional evaluation, and then go to a target in case that the condition is not fulfilled. Yeah, so this jumps over the statement that follows that. Similar to the then branch of the if statement. So what we're going to see also, of course, is the actual code for the body, which means it's just a code call on S, with I being the first free register. And, well, the only difference now to what we've seen before for the conditional is now we're going to see not a continuation at the end of the statement, but a jump, particularly a static jump, always to the same location, which is given by this label A, which is just the beginning of the whole statement once again. So instead of falling through to the end, we will just jump back to the beginning and repeat the process. So there's two labels involved: the start of the statement label and the end of the statement label. So those two have to be kept apart from each other. In terms of control flow, this is what you're gonna get of that. So maybe let's already look into what we can do with that with an example. That would be the name or address environment here, with A mapping to 7, B to 8, C to 9, and the code example of a while statement. So this again can be separated into three parts, with the evaluation of the conditional and the main body consisting of two statements here. Yeah, and well, if we translate something like that, we will get to the evaluation of the conditional, which consists in this code here, comparing the 0 and whatever we find in local variable 7, which turns out to be variable A. Very fortunate, that's what we needed. We compare that in terms of being greater to each other, and then jump as part of the while loop to whatever label B is, in case that the condition is not fulfilled, and B, as we know, is supposed to point to the end of the instruction sequence. Then our fall through would mean that we do a code generation for the code sequence of the block, which is separated into those two code blocks, and both of them are again assignments. So I won't go again through the assignment code generation. I've done that several times now. Finally, we're gonna do this move thing. I see I should probably have put the frame for the second instruction like this. So the final instruction is usually the move for the actual store or storing of the value into the variable for representing the assignment. And then all that happens there is usually just the actual expression, which is an addition or a subtraction, and the other part is just loading constants or variables. So nothing too spectacular. The only thing you've already seen me doing wrong is associating that jump with the last assignment expression. So this is not the case. Instead, this is part of the translation of the actual while loop, which means that we have to jump back to the beginning of the whole thing with this label A. Yeah. And that's how the while loop in an example looks like. And In case you're wondering, there's of course other loops that we can create code for. For example, the for loop, which is pretty similar to what the while loop does. In certain cases, we can just replace this for thing on the source code side already with an other construct, which just maps the code generation for for to the code generation of while. And this is kind of what we're also doing here as the code generation pattern for the for loop. So for loop has, in our world, three expressions here, with the first expression being there for initialization. So this is what we're going to do right away at the beginning. Then, as the next part, what we're going to have is the conditional expression that encodes whether the loop has to be repeated. So this is what we find in the while loop here in the conditional brackets. So this goes into code generation here, and it's, pay attention to, this is labeled so that we can jump back to that thing after we have executed the while loop body, or in this case the for loop body. Then there's our central dispatching facility with a jump zero here that jumps based on the conditional value from RI filled within the code generation part for the conditional expression, and this targets the end of the for loop in case that we find that this is false or zero in that sense. And then what we're going to see is the code generation part for the body of the for loop, this thing that has to be executed in case that the conditional is true. And then in the end, we will have to increment perform some expression, usually with the intention to increment some kind of counter or do something equivalent. And this is realized by then appending the code that is generated for the E3 expression there, and then directly jump back to the start. Yeah, so this is gonna go back there, this is gonna go to the end, and this is what the for loop essentially is. There is a few caveats, so in case that we have something like break and continue statements, we have to do a little bit more complex translation schemes, but in principle the idea is the one that you see over here. We can just use components that we already have talked about to realize that.